You're listening to SBS News.
No Australian is unaware how one of this country's most loved iconic species came under threat in 2020. Thousands of koalas died during wildfires last summer, and much of their habitat was destroyed. Volunteer koala tracker Kate Bannister warns the future for the famous marsupial could be bleak.
It's reality that in 30 years we may not have koalas, and our future generations need to be able to have that. So if anything, it was a kick in the bum. Let's get into action and save these guys.
Douglas Thron, a drone cinematographer from California, was working in the Bahamas using his drone to locate and rescue animals after Hurricane Dorian. While there, he was deeply affected by footage of the bushfires unfolding in Australia.
I saw these videos of basically, you know, koalas being burned up and people trying to rescue koalas. And as soon as I saw it, I was just like, oh, I'm not going back to California. I guess I'm going to Australia, because, you know, I knew that my infrared drone could save countless number of koalas.
The infrared camera made it easier to spot the koalas. Australia's unprecedented wildfire season charred at least 104,000 square kilometres, killing, by one estimate, more than a billion wild animals. Australia's forests and wildlife may have evolved alongside periodic wildfires, but what was different in 2020 was the vast extent of land burned against a backdrop of drought and searing temperatures attributed to climate change. It was one of the factors that prompted UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to issue this challenge to world leaders.
The state of the planet is broken. Dear friends, humanity is waging war on nature. This is suicidal.
But it wasn't just Australia where the environment was in distress and causing problems for humankind. The worst locust outbreak in decades descended on Kenya and its neighbours in 2020, bearing billions of the voracious insects. 2020 has seen locust plagues affecting millions of people across the globe. In Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Eritrea, India, Pakistan, Iran, Yemen, Oman, Saudi Arabia, as well as Somalia. During plagues, the pests can spread over an area of 29 million square kilometres, with the potential to damage the livelihoods of a tenth of the world's population, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Vitalis Juma led one of the teams trying to bring the plague under control.
We wanted to control them as fast as possible before they reach Insta 5 and young adults, who will start again maybe copulating and laying more eggs.
The changes in climate conditions have had a direct impact on agriculture, often in places with the least resilience to disaster. At the end of autumn, families in the Muslim-majority Himalayan Kashmir region race against the clock to harvest crocus flowers for that most precious of spices, saffron. Its cultivation is laborious. The flower requires hot summers and cold, wet winters for cultivation, and it can only be harvested during a two-week-long window from late October to mid-November. Altaf Ahmed, a saffron farmer, says the production has been steadily declining over the years due to climate change and pollution.
Every passing year we hope and expect that saffron production will increase next year, but instead we witness a decrease in the production. The reason for the decline in production is climate change, drought-like conditions and the pollution generating from the factories in the neighboring villages.
But it's not all been bad news. The International Union for Conservation of Nature updated its red list of threatened species in December, saying that the wild population of European bison, once extinct in the wild, grew from around 1,800 in 2003 to more than 6,200 last year. So its status has been improved from vulnerable to near threatened. Organisers released the European bison 5 years ago at what was once a Soviet military base during the communist era, and it's now a nature reserve hosting three types of large hoofed animals: European bison, an ancient bovine species called taros, and wild horses. Dalibor Dostal is the director of European Wildlife at the reserve.
Klíčová je kombinace těch divokých koní se zubry.
The key is the combination of wild horses, European bison and tauros. The horses eat the grasses. The bison and tauros focus more on the bushes. So, their combination gives the best result. That is, they create a diverse landscape which is disappearing in Europe.
V Evropě na většině území ustupuje.
One naturalist who has consistently raised concerns about what mankind is doing with the planet is Sir David Attenborough. Through his TV series, he has inspired generations with a new appreciation of the world around them. But this year, Sir David's 94th, his warnings have become more insistent, such as in this interview recorded for the Worldwide Fund for Nature, when he talks about the changes he has seen in Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
I think the most astonishing sight in the natural world that I've ever seen, and one I shall never forget, the first time I dived on a coral reef. The most rich, the most beautiful, the most varied sight in the whole of the natural world. And I went to almost exactly the same place as when I first saw that on the Barrier Reef. And instead of that pageant of life, it was like a cemetery. It had died. It had been killed. And it had been killed by the rising temperature that we, humanity, have created. That was a terrible sight and a terrible vision of what we are doing to the natural world, not only in the sea, but on the land and in the air.
Alan Lee, SBS News.